Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That
draws us to you. Today, I want to share with you one of the principal reasons why differences between he that has and he that has not. All right? And one of the reasons is what I call apism. Apism. It's a new word which means behaving like a monkey. So listen carefully and you will never be a monkey. Now, there are many things we can learn from animals. And Jesus himself taught us to learn from serpents, to be as wise as serpents. All right? But in this case, you have to learn not to be as wise as a monkey. You have to learn to not be as inferior as a monkey. Right. For many years, it has been known that there are a lot of similarities between monkeys and human beings. In fact, there are some films about that. What was the name of the film? Planet of the Apes. Planet of the Apes. And all that. Because we are so similar. But what is the difference that have made human beings so superior to monkeys? Human beings have developed cars, aeroplanes, televisions, radios, phones, computers. All right? Human beings have explored the planet and visited the moon. I've sent rockets to Mars and Saturn, to the sun, to film the sun. Why have monkeys not invented anything? So when you are following an apistic mood, you don't invent anything. Why have monkeys not developed a language, a currency? Why have they not developed a language? And you find out that the more you are flowing in apism, the less likely you are to develop a language. Yes. Or write it. Or have enough words. Because when you have a language with ba, 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 all are words. It shows a failure to develop the language. Ko, 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 ko. All mean something different. Huh? Why have apes failed to develop a language or a currency or the art of writing and reading? Why have they not taken over the world as we showed in the film? The question you must be asking is, why have you not taken over the world? Why have they not come out of the forests and invaded the known civilizations? Why don't apes have shops and malls? Why do they remain in the forests at the mercy of leopards? as human beings, have also been at the mercy of lions. I was recently in a town called Kuruman in South Africa. And that is where the first white missionaries came to South Africa. And they said the danger there was the danger in those days where they were in danger of lions, not human beings. But now the danger is human beings. But in those days, it was lions that they were in danger of. So David Livingstone went to that mission. That's where he started. And then he was attacked by a lion one day. And he was saved. Yeah. So, what is the big difference? Is there a big difference? What is holding the monkeys back? Do you understand?
Yes.
What's holding them back? Now I'm going to show you the similarities between us and monkeys. Number one, apes and human beings move in groups. We all move in groups. Look at us, we've grouped here. We live in groups. You can drive for a long time, you not see human beings, then you see a group of human beings. Rarely do you see one man living alone in the forest. No. Even though there's a lot of land. There's a lot of land, but you don't see people living alone. Because we are communal creatures. Monkeys are the same. Apes and humans are both territorial and tend to defend their territories. That's why Ghana has a border with Togo. We are defending our border with Togo, with Burkina Faso, and with Cote d'Ivoire. We have armies and police all over the borders, defending our area. Monkeys also defend the area that they live in. They don't want invaders, intruders. Are you listening?
Yes.
Monkeys resolve conflict through submissive and appeasement behaviors. Yes. They submit and appease each other if you study them, just like we do. You say that there's a conflict with this country, we say, oh, we've surrendered. Peace talks. Both monkeys and human beings make sounds when they are communicating. We make sounds, they make sounds. They speak, they have a way of speaking. Monkeys, apes use non-verbal expressions. Like, you can know somebody's attitude from the face. Like, when I see your face when I'm preaching, it speaks to me. Even though you are not saying anything. How you sit, how you look, is a form of communication. Monkeys also do that. They wink. They gaze. They smile. Yeah. Just like human beings. Ape and human societies are dominated by the males. Males dominate the society. But not animals. Many animals are dominated by females, like hyenas. Hyenas are controlled by the female. Wild dogs are also controlled by the female. So decide not to be a wild dog or a hyena to try to dominate your house. Monkeys and human beings both express physical contact, communicate by physical contact, like holding, hugging, kissing. If you watch monkeys, they hold, they hug, they hold, they hug, they kiss. Just like human beings. But you don't find that among leopards. They love each other and they hold, they touch, kiss, everything, just like us. They have a strong mother-child bond. monkeys and apes have a certain style of play similar to human beings. For instance, they copy their mothers when their mothers are getting food, and they also do all the, if you are sleeping, they can come and attack you like they are playing. They attack you, wake up and run away. You know, like children playing. Ape and human societies are organized by similar factors. Both humans and whatever are organized in ranks. Like you are students, so you are lower than the workers or the grown-ups. Apes and monkeys have the grown-ups, the children. They arrange themselves just like human beings. Humans elect political leaders, and in the same way, the alpha male of the monkey society is supported to be the leader. Amazingly, it's almost as if they have an election and they elect one of them, the alpha male, to be the head. And number 12, both humans and apes react to unfair treatment. For instance, one experiment was done. Monkeys were put side by side, and they were rewarded with food, like 2 bananas each. You get two bananas. Then, the next time, they gave one of the monkeys for the same work 4 bananas. And the other one reacted and refused to do the experiment. He said, why are you giving him 4 and giving me 2 for the same work? So they are also hurt and they are also offended, just like us. Do you understand? But then the question is, why have they not taken over the world? Why have they not invaded us and dominated us? Those characteristics that prevent, have not allowed monkeys to dominate the world and apes to dominate the world, are the same characteristics that prevent the society from rising and dominating. So if you look in the amongst us human beings, right? Amongst human beings, we have 2 groups. He that has and he that has not. And he that has are few. And he that has not are many. And he that have dominates the world and have certain features. And he that has not has certain characteristics that they keep on manifesting all the time. And it leads to them always being the lesser group. Just as you have between humans and apes. And apes are like an inferior type of human. Not really, they are not humans, but they are almost human. The brain size, everything. They are the nearest. So much so that people have almost taken them as human beings. You know, and that is even the reason why we have all those films. Because everyone can see that they are almost us. See, what is the reason? What is holding them back? And there are little differences that make the big difference appear. Now, prosperity is a mystery. Has been a mystery for years because people have studied it. Why is he rich? He doesn't work so hard, but he is rich. He went to school. Why is he not rich? He went to a lot of school. He's rich. So this one went to school. He's rich. This one went to school. He's still not rich. But they both went to school. This one works hard. This one doesn't work so hard. Why is he rich? What do I mean by it doesn't work so hard? There are people who have not yet been to school. They are richer than you will ever be with all your school. They are, some are 2 years old. They are still richer than you will ever be. Or you don't know that? Huh? They are. All the buildings you see, they all belong to people. You may not know. They are all belonging to somebody. You take Michael Jackson's little children, they are probably richer than you are. Huh? True or not true? Yeah. But you are clearly going to come out of the group called He That Has Not. Especially if you listen carefully to what I'm sharing with you. Amen. If you listen carefully, you are going to get principles from the Word of God that are going to help you. Now, you can't do everything in one go. You can only do some things. So that is why we keep teaching the Word of God, because I may share with you 89 points, but you will not be able to obey them. And maybe only one that you can obey. So try to get one thing that in today's short sermon will be practical for your life. Amen. And that practical tip or word from the Word of God will show you something. Now, a wise man studies animals. In the Bible, we are told Solomon had many animals that he named. Adam named the animals. God has built certain features into animals that make them a wonder. Devils are described as animals sometimes. Frogs, lions, different things. The animals are very, very, very important to analyze and to study. When you do that, you see that you start going higher. That's why Jesus said, be wise as a serpent. That's why Solomon said, go to the ant and study and learn. He doesn't have a supervisor, but he does what? That statement alone is enough to make you a millionaire. Go to the ant who does not have a supervisor. Whenever you have to be supervised, you can't be rich. Because you need a supervisor. And every time the supervisor supervises you, you get lowered in his assessment of you. Like, you need to be constantly seen, talked to, have meetings, always faced, warned, alerts, warnings, this and that, because there's always have to be a meeting where you are concerned. Do you see? And the supervisor finds you lower and lower in his assessment. Do you see? So that alone, go to the ant and learn how to work without supervision. That alone will make you a millionaire. Who do you think is supervising me? I can come here. I can go somewhere else. I can go to the Kodesh. I can go to any of the churches. I can do whatever I want to do in that sense. Yeah, but I've come here. I'm not working with supervision from you or from anybody per se. Working without needing to be supervised is a master key, and it is learned by studying ants. Because when the ants are going by, you wonder who is their supervisor. Like, would there be one with a different color? We can see that this is the leader. If you take the ants and you even scrape them off, soon after, they just avoid the place where the ants were killed. They just go around it and continue the work that they are doing. So being able to work without having to be called, checked. And every time the supervisor calls and finds out that since I stopped supervising your work, you stopped doing all these things that you were asked to do 2 years ago. I sacked two people last week based on that. I asked to do something. When I go to the work and I find out, you don't do all this. It's like, we have to follow you too much. I say, well, go and find a job somewhere. That's all. It's better. You are just a harassment to be around. Do you understand? Yeah. So, studying animals is very biblical because they always give us great revelations when you study them. So now, apism is the art of being like an ape. You'll never be an ape. Then the first point in the study of apism. We have two things that are in Lighthouse you have to know about: apism and hamism. They are both things that cause people to be down. Apism and hamism. And I'm talking about apism now. you will never be an ape.
Amen.
Apes can copy, just like children copy their parents. But there is a difference. Children copy more completely, human children, more completely. Because they view the person as a teacher or a grown-up who knows something important. But the ape's ability to copy is flawed. His ability to copy is flawed. A flaw means like there's an error in it, or there's a mistake in it, or there's a defect. Okay? So the apism is the art of copying but not copying well. Now, copying is the supernatural ability given to children that enables them to learn quickly and to learn languages faster than even grown-ups can ever learn a language, no matter how you study it. Many of us say we did French in school, French, whatever. You can't speak a word of French. Yes. You compare 3 years, 4 years, even 5 years. Even some people did it in the university. They study it in the university. Compare your studies in the university, the fruit of your studies in the university. University, Spanish. I know my wife studied Spanish in school, but she cannot speak Spanish. And French, she studied French. O level, A level, I know them. Compare that with putting a 2-year-old child in France. From when do they start? When do you start speaking? What age? From about one, isn't it? Put a 2-year-old child in France or in any country that speaks Cote d'Ivoire, where they speak French, by the age of 3, he will speak better French than somebody who went to do JSS. What are the courses we do? WASI in French and University of Ghana French. Yes. Oh, Valley View, do you do French here? 1 and 2. What is 1 and 2? Part 2 and 1, part 1. Yeah. Yeah. So it means that copying is a superior method. Far superior. A child who has not, if you think 2 is too early, 5, 6, 10, 11, 12, put them there 1 year. And I put you in JSS 1, 2, 3, WASI 1, 2, 3, A-level 1, 2, 3. You still cannot catch up with a 10-year-old child who does 1 year. You can't. That is the supernatural method of learning. Sadly, very, very sadly, 2 things have bombed the great and supernatural key of copying. 2 things have fought against this wonderful key of learning. And the 2 things are: 1, copying in school during exams has a very bad name and a bad reputation. So immediately the word copying by association is like a criminal activity. Because if you copy in certain universities and they see you, you stand up and then they bring some forms, you sign and you leave in the exam. You leave the school. That's the last day in the school. And the second thing that has affected this supernatural way of learning is a type of preaching which preaches and teaches that you should be an original and that you are not a copy of anybody. And that imitation is limitation. These type of teachings have affected greatly people's ability to copy. And therefore has led them to stay down. Now, this is an experiment I watched myself. A monkey was put there, same age as a child. And they were shown a ball. Put the ball here. It goes this way. It comes out. A complex thing. It goes this way. It comes down. The grown-up did it. Goes here. Comes down. Then you lift something up. Then the ball comes back this way. Goes down. Then you take the ball and put it up. So the parent did it. Or the instructor did it. Okay. Then the human child was asked to do it. And then the monkey was also asked to do it. When the child did it, the child copied the human being. Put the ball there, it came this way, lifted up the lever, it came back this way, came down, took it, put it back. The ape did it, put it there, it came this way, before it came up here, it lifted it up. Then the ape saw a shortcut and lifted the ball from here and just put it here at the end. That was the difference. And they kept on doing it. And the ape continually kept cutting short the steps that the grown-up was taking. And shortening, you know, going by a shorter way, avoiding some of the steps, which he didn't understand. Why those steps were being taken. But the child always did exactly what the instructor did. Now, this is the big difference between apes and human beings. It's the inability to copy something and someone and to follow when God is showing you to follow. Jesus trained his disciples by this method. Follow me. I will make you fishers of men. Do what I do. And by the impact of my ministry will be the same as the impact of your ministry. Follow what I'm doing. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. What many people don't realize is that the art of catching up with somebody who is ahead of you is the art of studying the person carefully and seeing the steps which the person takes and copying the same steps that lead to that place. And the reason why copying is important and following is important is because people who are successful do not know why they are successful. I think 90% of the people who are successful don't know why they are successful. They don't know why they are successful. Most people don't know why what is working is working. It takes people who are successful, who are also philosophers, to explain what they are doing. If you don't have the gift of philosophy or analysis, you will not know why what you are doing is working. So recently, Tiger Woods was asked to write a book, and he wrote a book explaining golf. And the person who wrote the foreword was saying that he was surprised at Tiger Woods' ability to write what he wrote, because most people who play don't understand why they are good. That's why they need coaches. But the coach cannot play, but he understands why this swing is good. But doesn't know how to do it himself. But he can see that when you do this, it's what is working. But most people who are good at something, if you ask them what is their key, they may not know. If you were to go and ask, let's say, our president, President Mahama, what is your key to the success of rising to the highest office in this nation? You may be surprised at what he would tell you. But somebody standing by may say, oh, the humility of being an assistant and being around faithfully It may be the key that made him the president. But he may say what? Diligence, hard work, this, that, different keys, good communication, media, whatever is the key to whatever. But somebody else who analyzes, most people don't really know why. Even we don't know why. When you even try to explain something, it's funny because it's like, what is really the reason why? Are you listening? Yes. So because you don't know why, it is dangerous to skip some of the steps. And the person may never develop a teaching that will explain what he's doing till he dies. That is why the Bible contains not only what teachings people have, but the story of their lives. So that you can learn not only what the person is teaching, because he may not teach why this thing is working, but you just hear the story of the person's life. That's why the story of somebody's life, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which is the story of Jesus Christ, is as important as what he actually said. Jesus' words are few. Blessed is he that this, blessed is he. The red part is small, smaller than the black part. The black part in the Gospels is what Jesus did. And the red part is what he said. What he did is as important as what he said. Because what he did, he never told his disciples, go to a solitary place and pray. He said, thou shalt go to solitary place and thou shalt wait. But he did it too. Yeah. You see him early in the morning. Rise. He never said, thou shalt rise a great while before day. There's no word of Jesus that, thou shalt rise, I command thee, my servants, thou shalt rise early in the morning. But he rose up early to pray a great while before day. He used to go to the mountains to pray, but he never wrote, thou shalt go to mountains and thou shalt wait upon the Lord thy God, and therefore thou shalt receive thy great direction. But that is what he did, but he never said it to his disciples. In fact, in the second point here, you see also a great key, which is monkeys never ask questions or seek clarification. You see? No, they don't. It was when the disciples said, teach us to pray, then that's what even brought up the teaching on whatever. Otherwise, there would have been no comment. We'd be there. We are all there. We are all happy. We are just flowing. You are flowing. I'm powerful. You are not powerful. Since you don't seek clarification, you don't ask questions, be there. I'm happy where I am. Are you listening to me? Yeah. So what I'm saying is that if you take rich countries in the world, you find out that all rich countries copy other rich countries. That is the secret to them being rich. And they copy fully. Do you get it? Yeah. If you study, I once got a book called Why Rich Countries Are Rich, Why Poor Countries Are Poor. And the first chapter is, the title of the first chapter is Emulation. Is that all rich countries copy other countries which are rich and do what they do. So if you are a girl, you want to marry, you see this sister who has got a beloved that is secure and is going forward to whatever. She may have a secret which she herself doesn't even know why she got a beloved. She may think that, you'll be surprised when you ask her why she's got a beloved. You may be surprised when she tells you the reason why she's marrying him. But she may not have any idea why she has a beloved or why she's getting married. But not all the sisters are going to get married. No. Some will not. You will get married in Jesus' name. No one under the sound of my voice will struggle to get married. But it's something that happens. It's something that happens. Go around and ask them, why do you think you are married? You'll be surprised what the person will tell you. The wise ones will say, you know, I don't really know. It's just the grace of God. That's what the wise ones will say. Those who have all that. Oh, because, well, you know, my family, you know, the girls are pretty. You know, the girls are pretty in my family. Or you say, our family, that's how we are. We marry. Like all the sisters and the aunties and all the people in my family, they are all married. That's how our family is. Yeah. If you want to enjoy the riches of Switzerland, you need to copy fully all the riches of Germany. If you copy part like the apes, you copy this part, like in the experiment, he copied the first part where the ball went this way, came down that way. When he saw that there was a shortcut, he just moved it this way, right? And kept on doing that. Now look at this. If you want to copy the people who are making roads and highways, copy it fully. Those who make roads and highways make car parks and bus stops where people park buses and passengers load, come on, and taxis can park. But I know a country, they make roads. Thousands of kilometers, or hundreds of kilometers, but there is nowhere for a taxi to stop. So after making the three lanes, you stop on two lanes, and then you do what? You stop there, and then it becomes one lane to go. So even though you've copied somebody who made three-lane highways, you copied part, and the other part, which is there has to be a big place where people go and get cars, taxis, and buses. You can't just do the road. When you do the road, two-thirds, or sometimes even almost the whole road is taken up for stopping. So if you've ever been to some of these places, I don't know if you know, those of you who are rich, you don't sit in buses and you don't know how it is. You know? But I can tell you, you need to make the road, and you also need to make the place for the people to park and get in and get out. When you don't make that, even though you've copied, you cannot achieve the order. Then, if you make the road, so we are making a modern city. There used to be a minister for beautification of the city. We used to have something like that. Modernization and beautification. Like we are turning Accra into Berlin. So one of the things you are doing is, maybe you are bringing traffic lights, you are bringing beautiful roads and beautiful pavements. You need also, if you are copying, to know that in Berlin, there are no kiosks on the roadside and tables. So you have to add that part. Because the kiosk and the tables on the road is an incomplete copying of the beautification project, making Accra like Berlin. True. Only that will change everything. So there are gaps in the learning. And the gaps are because you think you are clever and because you think you know. And that is what keeps monkeys as a lower race. They can't rise because they don't follow fully. If you teach them, they will just do part. If I look at many people, you tell them, listen to messages. They listen to messages. And that's just part. There are many other things apart from listening to messages, such as doing the things that are in the message. Yes. You cannot just listen to message and think I will catch the anointing. So when I listen to a podcast or when I listen to it, I will be whatever. I know a lot of people have been listening to messages and they are wondering why they are not catching anointing. Yeah. Because it's not one thing. There are more things that make up catching the anointing. Yes. And you will see that the monkey thinks that it's a small thing. It's a small thing. But it's not a small thing. You think it's a small thing. If you take somebody, let's say, who is a singer and who is successful, you may think, oh, if I can sing well, if I can have a good voice, if I can do, then I will be whatever. It's not only that. There's more than that. So if I can just open verses in the Bible, I just say 1, 2, 3, 4, it is the same. But it's not the same. It's not having the same effect. Because there's more to it. When I gave up my medical profession, I said, Lord, I finished school and I'm a house officer. I'm giving up. Not, I didn't feel I'm giving up anything, but I am coming to serve you. I don't think I gave up anything. I didn't have anything to give up. But my commitment to serve God was, I'm going all the way. Yeah. And whatever it means, that is it. And I knew in my heart that I will never travel abroad again till I die. I'll never go abroad because I'm going to be a very poor person. And I knew that I would never even have a house to live in. All this goes with listening to messages. Not just listening to messages. And my vision, for those of you who know Accra, was that if God would bless me with a 2-bedroom flat at Dansoman, the Dansoman Smith flat, it was my vision. In my life, I'll be okay for the rest of my life till I die. All that goes along with listening to messages. It doesn't just go alone. And goes with many other things. We can mention a whole series of things. But when people are copying, they copy part. And then they don't copy the rest. And they are wondering why you are not rising to the human race. So you may say the government. Yes, we say we are having democracy. Why is it not getting to that level? Because all the countries which have democracy are still not prospering. We have been forced to have democracy in Africa. Democracy has been forced on us. And we are all being forced to have elections. Are we getting richer? Are things changing? Is the water running? Is the light on? Yes. Fantastic. So those of us who are going to join He That Has, tell yourself, I'm going to be a follower. I'm telling you, learn to be a follower. Follower. Copier. It's not a bad thing. Remember, 2-year-old child will be faster than you with JSS, WASI, and 3 years university learning French. You still can't speak. I can point them out to you. They can't speak a word of it. I don't want to embarrass anybody in church here, but I know people who did all these courses in school. I don't want to embarrass anyone. They can't speak a word of it. Is there anybody here who did French? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. And some of you don't want to raise your hands. You did it, but you can't speak. Even the English weren't good. The English weren't good at the time, and the French also weren't good. France, Italy, Germany, they've all copied each other. You make a car, I will make one. You made a car, I will make one. No, I will not leave you to make a car only. France, you've made a car. Germany, will also make a car. Germany, make a car. Italy, I also make a car. Italy, you've made a car. England, I also make a car. England, you make a car. America, I also make a car. Russia, say you make a car. I make a Russia car. Which country? I will make one. I should be collecting apples and tomatoes whilst you are making cars. You are joking. You must be joking. You must be joking. I should collect pepper, harvest pepper, tomatoes. You make a phone, I make one. Phone, I make one. Go to Switzerland. They don't use Nokia. They have Swiss Telecom. When you hold it, you see Swiss Telecom. It's their own thing. They have their own car. They make. You can't do what I will not do. You got your electricity, unlike how people have hydroelectric plants somewhere, and then you feed us. You are joking. You have yours, I have mine. Italy said to France, I hear you made a car. I'll make one. And I'll have my own. I'll make my Fiat. You make your Peugeot or Peugeot. I'll make my Fiat. You make your Benz. I make my Bedford, Vauxhall, Ford. Yeah. No. I cannot allow. You have your road construction company. I have mine. Have you ever heard of a company from Germany going to France to make a road for them? Have you heard of such a thing? Or going to build a toilet in France? We're going to build a toilet for France. So what I'm saying is that all this show you that when you are copying someone who you think is like we have taken democracy, it's not just democracy. It's more things. More things. Even having rich people. Nothing can do well when people are not allowed to be rich people in a country. No. They will be celebrating 100 richest, 100 top, not 100 to be persecuted. 100 richest, 100 best, 100, not 100 enemies. Whoever is doing well, is you see that they are celebrated in a way, somehow. So brothers and sisters, let us, if we are learning, learn well. Because many things work together. The Bible says, all things work together to them who are the called. Amen. Amen. Number two, these are the secrets of the success of human beings. And I believe we are following. Amen. Number two, and Jesus' secret. I have a whole book on the art of following or the art of copying. Maybe I should change the name of that book to the art of copying. So that it will become a positive thing. And people will not be afraid of copying. Yeah, because it's actually a good thing. Look, if you take 25 things that I do, that I'm doing in the ministry, if you have 25 and you have the time to ask me 25, you can ask me, which word do you copy this from? I can tell you 25 different. I said, this one I copied it from here. This from here. This from here. But you see, what is happening is that your eyes are not being even open to see what is good and what is to be copied. So even when you see the thing to be copied, you may even have a criticism for it or a negative explanation. Yeah. There are people who see me and just say, oh, this guy is a white man. It's man. Most people relate to me as a white outsider. Well, not in our. Oh, it's a white man. So, oh, a brony. Oh, Papa Way. This is how he is. Yeah, I have caste, whatever. It's like, oh, I'm not. So maybe that is even the reason why the church is whatever. So such way of thinking always disqualifies you from learning. It's a very negative and crass and base way of thinking. So I'm always appreciative when I meet people who relate with me just as a normal person. Because I've been in Ghana all my life. Never been to school anywhere. Never. Not even for 1 week. Yeah, I've never lived anywhere else. I've never lived in any other country. From the time I was born till I've been to a normal school, normal boarding school like everybody, Ghana University. My father never took me to MIT. You are going to Harvard. You are going. No. Just here, straight. And I was going. Not been to anywhere again. Yes. Here. Legon, this, you go here, whatever. Normal. I've not had any foreign. I've never lived anywhere else. Interesting. And I said, oh, you're Brini, don't mind him. These Lebanese people, this is how they are. What I'm saying, true or not true? Yeah. Apism. You'll never be an ape. Number two, apes learn from their parents as do children. But apes do not gather their children into groups and teach them what they know. Yeah. Human beings gather fellow human beings and teach them for hours. This university is for that. There's no university of apes. This university is for gathering human children and teaching them things for a long time, years, and bringing them out. So you must realize that coming to church and hearing teachings, you see, because the apes, when you gather them, or dogs, they will start running. You are not a dog. Yeah. When you gather the monkeys, and you start teaching, some will start climbing trees, some will follow a banana. You'll never be an ape. Yeah. The apes, when you say, sit down, I'm talking to you for 1 hour, before you realize, one has even jumped behind you. Yeah. You'll never be an ape. Yeah. When you gather apes and you are trying to teach them, you realize that their minds are on other things. They are checking whatever. We have things that distract us. Phones, this, that. An ape can never concentrate. It's like little children. So they're always running around. So an ape somehow like a child. You'll never be an ape. Amen. Amen. Decide to be somebody who can be sat down and made to learn. You say you are copying me. Do you know how many hours I've sat down and stayed in one place to receive teachings for hours and hours and hours? Don't I just listen to a tape like you are listening to news? Yes, so that, you know, you listen sometimes as if you're just trying to hear what's the latest or what is funny on the message. Yeah. So you are copying with shortcuts and doesn't lead to the same results. If somebody like me can be a pastor and build one of the largest churches in this country and in the world, how much more you who have been chosen to be prefects, chosen to be leaders, liked by people? No one ever liked me or chose me for anything. No one. You would have thought that when I even joined all through school, class prefect, this prefect, whatever. No. Even when I got to sixth form, I was the first and only person to have gone from one to upper six in my house in Achimota School. They should have made me a prefect. Yes, they should have made me a prefect. You don't have people who are not from the school who came for sixth form. You just make them prefects. And they knew, they told me I would become, but no, they did not choose me. You would have thought that when I joined, I'm talking about someone who no one has liked. You would have thought that when I joined the Christian community that they would choose me. No one. Group that I joined, they never make me a leader. Nobody ever made me a leader. Whatever I've been a leader of, it was something I founded or formed myself. Yeah. So if me, I can come to this place with nobody choose you, nobody like, they reject you, they put you aside. And I'm showing you the keys, how to step forward and keep moving forward. If you cannot receive it and you cannot hear it, then I don't know for you who have been chosen before. Like people look at your face and they say, oh, this man is nice. This boy is nice. Yes. Because if you don't know it, they like you based on who, how even they perceive you are. As always, whatever. True. I know what I'm talking about. You may think me to be an idiot, but I can sense things. I can feel things. Yes. All the time. Sometimes our pastor stop the police, and before they don't know how to say, Obroni, is that how you drive in your country? Straight. It's like I must be a foreigner. I say, oh, when they know that it is me, they say, oh, yes, sir, also for Bishop. Change. But I'm saying that you have been chosen. You have been chosen. They like you. They choose you. Wow. So, learn how to sit down and receive and study. One day I heard Benny Hinn preaching. He said, you know how many hours I've studied? And the things he was quoting and the things he was saying, I mean, no, a normal preacher would have had to be referring to notes. And he said to me, "There's no, I don't have any notes." And he was talking about so many things in Exodus and Leviticus. Yeah. He was explaining, you know how I've studied? How many things I've studied? D.L. Moody, this and that, different things. Wow. You don't know. If you are copying Benin, copy him well. Are you there?
Yes.
I'm giving you the last point. The final difference between monkeys and apes. Apes and... You will never be an ape. Is that apes... human beings, let me start with human beings, have the ability to point at important things. And then the human child understands what is being pointed at. That's it. They understand it. But a monkey, the ape, when you point at something, they are clueless. Do you understand clueless? Less of clues. They don't have clues. They don't understand what you are pointing at. So, you'll be in this experiment, you point like this, pointing at the speaker. Like maybe sound is not working or something, then you point. The human knows it. The monkey doesn't understand what is being pointed at. This is a big difference between human beings and monkeys. When you point out something, they don't understand what you are pointing. This is the thing. This is it. Take note of this. Human beings can get it. And the same thing goes with the two groups. He that has and he that has not. He that has, when you point out, you see this? This is the key. I have found with many of the pastors I have trained, when it gets to a point and I point out something, usually there are small things, like let's say communication. I explain to you, look, your ability to communicate is very important. But we do PVCI, prayer, visitation, counseling, we do this, we are into fasting, we are into prayer. If you can't communicate well, you see, which is another thing, the monkeys can't speak. You lower yourself. If you take some of us here, if you know how to speak and speak well, it changes everything for your life. Are you listening to me? Yeah. It changes everything if you know how to speak. So when something is being pointed out, believe it. That's why I'm saying that. It's a great mystery. Who will have a beloved? Who will marry? Who will get to setting place? Who will be rich? When you point at what you can see is something, those who will never do well, they don't get it. You'll be pointing out it out, or not teaching, pointing. making them conscious of it, making them aware of this characteristic, they don't get it. They don't get it. But some get it. You are among those getting it.
Yeah.
You point things out, they can't get it. Yeah. If I was to say, if you say beautification of Accra, and I will stand on the road and just point to one thing, I'll just point to the kiosk. Say, this master key. No money, only this kiosk should not be there from Accra. Accra will be transformed, but they will not get it. A lot of people will not get it. That causes us to be at a lower level than other places. When we went to Jamaica, that's one of the things I noticed. In Jamaica, there are no kiosks anywhere. They don't have that. You feel that this place feels like a little new place. The main thing is that they have all the things we have. They have a lot of poverty. They have everything we have. But they don't have kiosks. It's not allowed on the country. That's one thing they don't have. That would be the difference between Ghana and Jamaica. And Lagos. Is it amazing? Yeah. So as you come to church, what are we doing? We are pointing out things, isn't it? Sometimes it's not even the preaching. If somebody says, this is this. They point something out to you. Don't get upset. Don't think something is too small to be pointed out. That's the thing. That's the thing. The little thing, the little foxes. That is what spoils the vine. Yeah. But only that maybe you wouldn't have known. That is that small thing. That makes a big difference as to whether you will ever be a star. Or whether you will be a great minister, or whether you be a prosperous businessman. Yeah, it's one thing, small thing. When it is pointed out to you, receive it and say, I am not a fool. This thing has been pointed out to me. One day I called a brother, I said, you are making one mistake. I've never told him anything about his business. I just told him one thing. Oh, he never did it, of course. Most people don't do what you tell them to do. I'll give you another point because I think we have a bit of romance. Number four. Apes and monkeys understand words and obey instructions. But this is the difference, and this is a key difference. Apes cannot engage in a conversation. Come. Look at him.
Okay.
Look at me. Stand. The difference between people who do well and people who do not do well. There are about 3 points in this same point. Apes cannot. When you see a monkey, go, banana, he will go. Pick the banana and come. Okay? Apes can do that. Thank you. So they can hear and they can actually even understand instructions. Listen on and prosper, because this is something that our culture has taken away from us. Our Ghanaian culture. Apes cannot engage in a conversation. Like me and you, we are conversing. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
We are chatting. We are talking. I can put you in my car. Then we'll talk. Cannot. Cannot. Now, if you look at yourselves, you realize that many of you, if I'm with you or anybody, is a partner, and you cannot engage in it, the person is likely never to even employ you. I realize if I analyze myself, I realize that the people who are highest in my life and my ministry, and even in rank in my mind, are those who can engage in a conversation. Conversation. Like we can discuss something. Why? Because the fact that you can't talk, some of you can talk to your friend. When you are with your whatever, you really talk. When you see the person you should be able to engage in a conversation, you cannot. It's one of the reasons why you are down. You can admire, you can smile, you can say good morning, but you cannot engage in a conversation. Wow. You are receiving the ability to engage in a conversation. Some of you ladies, it may be the key to getting married. One day I saw a beautiful girl in the church and I asked her, has anybody proposed? She said, no. At your age, no one has ever proposed to you. And one of the things about that sister is that she's very quiet. Very, doesn't talk to anybody unless it's preaching. Yes. When she's sharing the word, she can share after that challenge. Zip up. Sit down. Give it back. Loneliness is one of the problems of human beings. And that's what God was seeking to solve when he made woman. Remember, it is not good that man should be alone. So he was trying to get somebody to take away the loneliness. Solving of loneliness is one of the greatest achievements a person can achieve. Now, one of the loneliest people in the world are leaders. Leaders are some of the loneliest people. Like somebody like me, I'm a very lonely person. Yes, I've become more lonely as the years go by. More isolated and more lonely. Yes. Few people can engage in a conversation with me. Amazing. Few people can engage in a conversation with me. So obviously, anybody who can engage in a conversation with me becomes very valuable to me. And sometimes you tell somebody something, the person only wants to hear an instruction. And I don't want to just give an instruction. I want to have a conversation. The person says, yes, sir, you shall do it. Meanwhile, I can also say, do, and it will be done. There's no question about that. But then a leader is looking for somebody to have a conversation with. You are developing the ability to rise above apes in Jesus' name and have a conversation. Yeah. You see, but sometimes we pride ourselves in saying, yes, sir, it will be done. It will be done. Don't worry. And the person was looking for, Charlie, let's discuss. Apes cannot ask for, take this banana, run. They can't. They even hear words. Look, I tell you, if you watch, you'll be amazed how superior. They are. Even dogs can, even tigers. A lot of animals can understand instruction. And monkeys more than the average. But they can't converse. Number two, they can't ask questions. They cannot seek clarification. You see, in our culture, it's almost as if asking questions is rude. So why, daddy, why are we doing this? Or why are we going to have this? As if you are rebellious to ask a question. No, you are rebellious when you are rebellious. But when you have a good spirit, asking a question is seeking clarification. Let's go through to clear all cobwebs from your instructions so that there will be no beast about it. How many of you realize some apism on you? Raise your hand if you realize some apistic things. Yeah. Because it's like when something is said, it's like, yeah, that's it. But it is what an ape cannot do is he cannot converse. He cannot ask you any questions. And if you are a leader, you learn more and more to appreciate somebody who asks questions. Somebody asked me, can I ask a question? I said, of course. It shows that you are intelligent. Of course you can ask a question. That's what shows you can ask a question. Are you feeling hot?
Yes.
What is the cause of the heat? Is there air conditioner, fans? Put on your fans. You circulate the hot air. Put it on. I'm going to close anyway soon. It is not good that the man should be alone. You see, man was surrounded by things that can't have conversations. Surrounded by elephants, monkeys, dogs, tigers, lizards, snakes, everything, and apes. None of them could ask him any questions. So, Adam, what is it like to be a man? No. So, Adam, how do you feel today? Adam, what's going on in your life? Have you spoken to the Lord God? What's the Lord God going to do next? Adam, what are you having for dinner? Adam, are you going to the North Pole to see how the ice is? Wow! No animal. Everybody is dead silent. There was silence on earth. Although Adam was the king, he was silent. It was silence. He was the Lord of all. No, he could walk, lion, tiger. Everybody was afraid of him. He subdued all of them. Hey, lion, you have spots. You shall be called leopard. And the leopard will just bow down. You'll be called leopard. You have stripes. You'll be called what? Zebra. Yes, please. No one ever asked him a question. No one ever chatted with him. You see, Adam. So Adam was the loneliest. He was sitting quietly. Even though he was the king of the whole earth. He was the president of the world. This is what Hitler and all these people have been trying to be. He was. But he was very lonely. He said, monkeys, everybody does what he wants. No animal went out of order. That is why people don't do well. So sometimes you see someone, say, the person is doing well. Sometimes that is the only thing. One day I sat in somebody's car and I was talking to him. And I said, So, brother, what do you think about... He was about to go on a mission. I said, what do you think about this area or going to this country? And he said, you know his answer? His answer was, Bishop, whatever you say. No, then I said, no, I'm not giving you, let's say, I'm not saying go here. I said, so what do you think about, let's say I mentioned, like maybe Jamaica? He said, Bishop, whatever you say, that is what we'll do. Now, you see, I was originally with one of my bishops in his car. Then I decided, oh, this brother, I don't fellowship with him, so I'm going to sit in his car. So I went to sit in his old car. And then I drove with him to the place we were going. So we drove quite a distance. Can you believe, from the place that I sat in his car till where we're going, he only said, whatever you say, I will do it. Never had a conversation with me and never clarified anything, never asked any questions, never said anything. And no wonder later he became a rebel. I'm not surprised because I fear people who don't talk. Yes. You will never be an ape from today in the name of Jesus. Whatever is apistic about you, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. They cannot have conversations. They cannot ask questions. And they cannot seek clarification. If I say submit to your husband, you can seek clarification. So, Bishop, in the case that my husband is this and that, am I supposed to submit? I want to know from a positive attitude as to how I can. You're seeking clarification. It's not that you don't want to do it. You'll do it. But it's like, I want to clarify. And you'll be surprised that when you seek clarification, I may tell you, one time a lady told me a certain circumstance that she had. quite an unusual sense. So she asked, so should I submit? I said, don't. Yeah. Based on what you have said, to submit is murder. Yes. But you see, because you have a mind, you have an evil mind, you don't speak, and you become like a, and you go lower, you are going higher.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell somebody, I never saw, ask a question about who you are, who are you, and you are sitting by me. Whenever I see people, I start asking them questions. And some people say, oh, it's personal. It's personal. It's personal. How is it personal? When it becomes a big trouble, will it not be public? Finally, apes lack the ability to cheer others on. You never see apes clapping for another ape. Wow! Charlie, I like the way you jumped over the tree. Charlie, I like the way you jumped over the tree. That was a powerful somersault. No, no ape does that. And because they lack the ability to cheer others on, they lack the ability to recognize great things. Because it shows they don't have the ability to recognize great things. Because they don't cheer. And because they don't recognize great things, they don't recognize what they have to follow or copy. You see, if I'm doing something and it's great, but you don't recognize it, you will not know that this thing that he's doing, I should do that. And you also don't recognize it because you don't cheer someone else on. When you see a great thing, you don't cheer, you don't honor it. And it leads you to not recognize great things. That's why we've instituted Galatians 6, because when you read the books and you are being blessed by the books or listening to them, you don't know what is great. That you are supposed to honor it. And when you don't honor what is great, it means you have failed to recognize something great that God is doing. And when you fail to recognize something great, you fail to recognize what to follow. And when you fail to recognize what to follow, you fail to follow. Yeah, it's like a chain reaction. And that chain reaction starts by seeing that you are not able to recognize something great and cheer it on. If our president is present, it is appropriate to honor him and to cheer him, because whatever is involved, he has been able to become the president of Ghana, which is, I mean, it's not a small journey to become. Whatever the road you use, it's not a small journey. Yes. That is why in America, you know, whenever they want to talk about people, you know, they mention their presidents. That's why they have the biographies of these people, because it's like, it's a great thing to become. Even though people have problems with politicians, they know that, look, even though it's a great thing, politicians are a certain way. Charlie, how to stand for elections, go through primaries, look at what Donald Trump and Clinton. I mean, if you become the president, you have passed through a major road and survived and actually win. Oh, it's not a small thing. So to cheer others on is to recognize greatness and to recognize what you lack and what you could have. And that is why it is important to recognize. And you notice, for instance, that is something that monkeys don't have. When during the Good Friday service, notice, when the president came, he said, to be walking up and down here effortlessly and just talking, it's like it's a great thing. Those who were there, You see that? Were you there?
Yes.
Huh? You see that he recognized something. Yeah. Because without the ability to recognize things that are great, to cheer them on. Oh, Obamode. Rather than just bringing it down. So, this one. One day I heard a pastor who was talking about crusades. He said, ask for crusades. Anybody can have crusades. You just need money. An American, he would say, just need money. And two places, Africa or India. If you go to Africa or India, you'll get a large crowd. It will happen. And this is how he rubbished crusades. And you notice, few people have crusades in Africa. Yeah, few people. Even to sustain having crusades, to continue having crusades. So when you lack the ability to cheer something on, you are revealing that you don't recognize what it is. But like the president noticed, because he had tried to preach before, he realized that, hey, to be standing here and be preaching to this crowd, this group, this audience, this type of situation, and walking around apparently effortlessly, it is not a small thing. So he was cheering something that he recognized, because he also speaks. So if you are there and you see me preaching and you cheer it and say, oh wow, it's great. You know, the way he preaches. And if you are here, you can't do that. You don't see. You don't notice. It's not likely that you will want to be like that or ever become like that. It's not likely. You'll never be that way. It's not likely. It's not likely. If you use a book, Model Marriage, or other books, and you don't recognize the greatness of what it is to write a book, you are never likely to be amount to certain much in a certain way. Are you listening or you are not listening? Yeah. So learn to cheer. That's why we say Galatians 6:6. You honor your pastor. You say, you have taught me. I see that it's a great thing that the same group, we are coming to sit down every weekend, you are still talking. 25 years have gone by. Almost 30 years, the same people. You keep on talking and talk. What are you saying to the same people for all these years? Huh? Camp after camp after camp after camp. What else are you going to say? If you don't see the greatness when Ida sings, if you don't see the wonders of even the songs she's singing, and the words, and the music, and the composition. If you don't, it's like, it shows epism. Like you don't recognize wonders. It's true. You are beginning to recognize great things. When Danny Boy sits behind and plays, there's an orchestra in the church. A live orchestra. Yes. And he's doing it. What people do for their livelihood. Yes. And you don't recognize it. You are never likely to be a musician. But you notice that the musicians are the ones who clap for him when he's playing. And the rest of you who are non-musical, it's like you sit there like cows just watching the screen. You don't know what he's doing. And you are likely never to be a musician. Don't you think so? Yes. You can't see anything. You don't recognize anything. You can't become anything. Nothing to learn. Cheer others on. Start recognizing wonders as they are happening in your life. Amen. Number six. Apes lack the ability to cooperate. The ability to choose a leader, assist a leader, and work together for a common goal. It's apism. So when you see some people fighting, quarreling, let's choose a common leader and let's support him. It's what? Apism. And if we've chosen a leader in the nation, we support him till his time is over. The next one who comes, we say, ah, you are the one here. Wonderful. We are going to pray for you to bring water to the country. God will help you. That's all. But where you see fighting and war, shall I show you some countries? They are fighting up to today. Look at Syria. Look at Iraq. Look at Libya. Libya is no more a country. It's no more a country. Yeah. It's everybody's world. Somalia. When I went to Guinea-Bissau, I really appreciated Ghana. Because they had no president when we went there. They had no parliament. They had no light. I realized that to gather together and choose a leader, then have a parliament, have brought ideas. Look, no matter how poor it is, Charlie, it's not a small thing. It's a great thing. The ability to cooperate and accept that when you win this election, that is it. Even the fact that we had a court case, and when the judge say it is this, we accepted it. It's okay. It's okay. The ability to cooperate. Is it fantastic? Wow. Last one. Monkeys cannot add or subtract. Huh? They can count, but they can't add. You see, that's what I'm trying to explain to you, that there is a difference, but it is small. That small difference is what's making the big difference. When you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, but you don't know that 2 plus 2 is what makes 4. 6 plus 8 makes 14. You can't get it. What does it mean? It means that you cannot see that this and this leads to this. So when somebody is teaching you the word of God and is telling you, be humble, do your hair, speak nicely, it leads to what? You can't add. You can count, but you can't add. Like if they tell you, being in church, working in church, helping in church, helps, you will he that reapeth, receiveth wages. Okay. Like if you reap the harvest of God, it leads to some kind of other blessing in other ways. You can't add this and this leads to this. You can't get it. It's very difficult for you. Monkeys cannot do what? You cannot add or subtract. So when I teach you, it's not connecting. That what? This and this leads to this. Wow. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and it leads to what? How can it be? You will never be an ape who cannot see Matthew 6:33. It's apes who cannot understand Matthew 6:33 that seeking first the kingdom of God can lead to what? Right? What? To all other things being added. Yeah. Wow. Wow. But you know, I could give you testimony after testimony, not even of my own life. Yeah, but even sometimes people that God touched me, my heart to help them. Yes. One day I remember we went for a camp. And out in the camp, you know, there were, how should I say it? There were groups from different years. But there was only one person from one year. I didn't know him. I didn't know him then. But he was the only person. from that year. So I took note of him just in my mind. So I asked, what class are you in? So level 20, level 17, what class? Level 8, level. So I said, then what about level 1? Then, so I said, you are the only level 1. Everybody here is level 18, level 20, level this, level that, level that. So wow. A couple of years later, something came up. And I found out that this fellow could not pay his school fees. And I said, I will pay till you finish your school. Because I remember this guy. I said, I remember he was the only person. I said, I know him. Because you see, you can't help everybody. And you have to find a way of choosing who to help. You have to find a way. But I remember that. It was like everybody, this group is the only person who found it worthy to come to a camp. Yeah. And I said, I will pay till you finish. How many 8 years your school is, whatever, I'll pay till you finish. Yeah. And I'm paying. Wow. Is it not amazing? Yeah, it's amazing. It's not difficult at all for me to decide. It was not difficult at all. I'm looking for people to help. Yeah. But if you come to see me after church and say, please help me, I say, you know something, I'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Because I don't know you. But just somebody, I tell you, I'm sure when he was coming to the camp, he didn't think of he's coming for school fees. I'm just coming to school. He's coming to school. I'm coming for camp. So everybody, but all your classmates, no one can go because they feel that the school they are in is very difficult. They cannot come to the school. They cannot come for whatever. I said, this we are first year, whatever we cannot. I don't know what is that, but I just noticed. people, when you show them this and this leads to the reason. It's because you are a white man. It's because you are a white man. That is sad. You are a Lebanese man. I know. You are a Lebanese man. Can you add? I said, can you add?
Yes.
In Jesus' name, from today, you can add.
Yes.
Who cannot add and who cannot subtract?
Yes.
Apes. I tell you. I'll be telling you. Say, talk. Some of you girls, you are quiet. And like, your quietness is... And some don't talk too much. But some... so quiet that... Who can ever choose you? But when we talk, you think it's only doing of hair. No. Some of you don't even know. The day a good brother is going to choose you as a beloved, you see that he'll look and he may find that this one. By you that you are a newcomer. Because anybody who is well trained, you will never choose a newcomer. You will not choose a stranger. Last week I preached about Wisdom 5. Strangers are not welcome. Wow. Tell your neighbor, I'm good at addition and subtraction. Are you amazed that apes cannot add, they cannot subtract? But they can count. But they can't add. Very small difference. And finally, monkeys and apes, human beings, have greedy urges and emotions. But they can never control them. But human beings can control. That's genuinely the last point. A monkey's response to a banana is always the same. When I put a banana, he will always take it. But a human may look around. When I see who is here, I will not take this banana. So, apism is the art where you can't control yourself for anything. You see, when you grow up and you want to poo-poo, you don't poo-poo everywhere. Even right now, you may feel like it, but you say, well,
The man is about to finish the last point. As soon as he finishes the last point, I will go. Meanwhile, it is a reflex called the gastrocolic reflex. But it is modified by the brain that this reflex should not be fully implemented now. Wait. So right now, most of us have got sexual reflex urges. Some of the reflexes are down. But apism is where you never control your urges. Yes, you always do what you feel like doing. Because the response to a banana is always the same. That's why a lion is being looked after for somebody. He can eat the person who's looking after him. But he doesn't understand that, look, when you eat this particular person, it can affect your life. Do you understand? This is of all the people to eat, don't eat this man. This is the one who loves you, is cared for you, brought you up, and don't bite him. So when you are a lady and you are full of unforgiveness as a reflex, you realize that when you are overcome apism, you are able to overcome the reflex of what? Unforgiveness. Whether it's coming to you naturally, no. Or the reflex of jealousy. Many have spoiled their homes by jealousy. Through jealousy and a jealous way of talking, they are no more happy. Nobody is happy anymore. Every day this, every day this, every day this. You like this person, you like this person. Like that and that. The house is spoiled. But it's a reflex. It's a reflex. Yeah. It's a reflex. It's a reflex for a human being to see who someone likes. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. Like, if you look at me, you may have a reflex. Oh, he likes the chief elder. Do you understand? It's like it's a reflex thought. And then it can be a reflex jealousy. Why does he like her so much? But if you don't control all your reflexes, before you realize you have spoken what you shouldn't say. And that anybody you manifest jealousy toward, the person doesn't like you again. Even if he's with you, doesn't like you. Yeah. He doesn't like you again. Your liking is finished. The smallest is like ink you put in water. The water is spoiled. Even though it's, oh, the ink is very small. I know it's small, but it's like seeing a dog and the dog has bitten you once and so it has stopped biting. It doesn't bite anymore. It's okay now. Feel free and walk around in the garden. It doesn't bite. Will you feel free? Wow. Reflex. Some of you can't control your reflex to eat. Wherever and whenever. One day I saw a brother who had gone to the buffet and his plate was heaped like Mount Afajato. So I called him to the side and I told him that, look, a buffet means that you can go back again and again. There is no need to heap it, following your reflex to the fullest. Wow. And it's buffet, not buffet. Look at Mark 4:25. He that has, to him shall be given. He that has not, will continue not asking questions, not having conversation, not clarifying, not copying well, not controlling his urges. He that has not, and continue not cooperating, not cheering somebody on, not recognizing greatness, not adding and subtracting, not controlling edges. He that has not. And he that hath will continue copying completely, will continue asking questions and having conversations, clarifying things. He that has, and he will continue doing what? Adding and subtracting. And he that has will continue understanding what is being pointed at. Like this. They are pointing at something. And he that has will continue recognizing greatness and cheering others on. He that has. He that has. He that has. He that has not. It's a mystery. But this, what I'm sharing, is a great revelation God has given to me. Yes. The great revelation. If you believe it and you study it, it will be a key. Oh, only these things. You see, none of this is in school, PhD or master's. But if you can have a conversation. One day I sat on a plane with a man who was he was above being a bank manager. Something above. From Johannesburg to Accra. He told me, look, I have spoken with you for 6 hours. We spoke about economics, banking, everything for 6 hours. At a point, he asked me, does the president know what you are saying? He asked me. Not this, some years ago. He asked me, does the president know what you are saying? Some of you cannot have a conversation with any. You only want to start speaking tree. You are waiting for the people to go so that you start speaking tree. And yeah. Stand up, my dear. Will she have a beloved? What does she need to be able to do? Copy, copy. Completely. Yes. Ask questions. Yes. Have what? Conversations. It's not just about what is it? There's plenty. There's all this one. We have a lot. And what again? Sometimes you see somebody marrying someone. You say, ah. And you say, ah, but why? Does he need spectacles? He doesn't need spectacles. What is he being told? Why Esther? What else does he need to be able to do? Cooperate. Add and subtract. When he said this and this leads to this. And what again? Understand something that is being pointed out. Control what? Edges. I know a sister, she lost her beloved because she couldn't control her edges. When the brother used to come and visit, very faithful brother, she would take his phone. Where's your phone? In the phone. And start. Who is that? Who is this? Who is? She couldn't control just a normal edge. She changed. At a point, the brother was forced to come to the conclusion that Charlie, in LA, so it's too dangerous. And yeah, Charlie, yeah, to me. So he changed over to a new one. The new one, the same human being, never called for his phone. Where have you been? What did you do? Where is he going? This and that. Who is that? Who is calling you? Why is he calling again? Who is he calling? Why is he? Never. It was just there till the wedding day. Then I myself went to officiate the wedding. That will be your testimony. What else does she need? Cooperation. Yeah. Cooperation. Little things. That's what bottoms and what do you call it? Yeah. More. In abundance. But it's a little thing that makes the big difference, and that makes he that hath and he that hath not. Or she that hath. And she that hath not. Even the early beloved that has been, her pipeline will be taken away from her. The water hose will be taken away. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you for your word today. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, put your hand on your heart and pray for God to impart his great wisdom to you. Father, thanks for your blessing and your word today. As we come to the end of this service, touch our hearts and our lives. Grant us the grace to not be apes, but Lord, to rise to the level of he that hath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. Maybe you are here but not a born-again Christian, but you want to be born again. You're not a born-again Christian, but you want to give your life to God, to Jesus Christ today. I want to pray with you before I take my seat. If you are here like that, just lift your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up high. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Don't be shy. Don't think about anybody. Don't be like an ape who cannot understand when something is being pointed out. I'm pointing out to you eternity, heaven and hell. Choose life and you have become a wise person. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Your right hand must be up. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. Just come. Come and stand here. I want to pray with you. Come from wherever you are. God bless you. Come. Come. One more person. There's one more person. If you are here, quickly, I want to give you the chance to give your life to God. It's a turning point. It's a turning point. If you are here, you are not sure whether you are born again or not, you need to give your life to Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed, please. I'm giving you 2 seconds. This is your chance to give your life to God. One more person. Who are you? God is calling you today. He's calling you to turn around. He's calling you to come to him. God bless you. God bless you. Father, thank you for your blessing, your salvation that is released in the life of everybody here today. Those of you in front, lift your hands up. I want to pray with you. And everybody join in. Say this prayer. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Today, I give my heart. I give my life. I give my everything to Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I open my heart. From today, I receive Jesus as my personal Savior, my Lord, and my Master. Oh God, help me to serve you from today. Help me to follow you from today. I love you, Jesus. I now dedicate my life to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and helping me today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to give you one of my books. What's your name? Faustina. Wow, this is for you. And what's your name? Priscilla. Wow. And what's your name? Louise. Wow. God bless you. Listen, I want you to read this book. Amen. And you're going to become a strong Christian. Your life will never be the same. And always come to church. This First Love Church. Always find your way. Where do you meet here, my dear? Where do you meet? Outside over there. Green Hostel, my second home.
Yes, please. And then Grace Adieu Hostel. We have a branch there too.
So after church, you're going to see them and your life is never good. Are you an ape? Can we gather you and teach you? Huh? Faustina, can we gather you and teach you the word of God? Yes. Louise, isn't it? And Priscilla, isn't it? You are never an ape because you can be gathered and you can be taught the word of God in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may go back to your seats.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.